Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy's with us, domestic engineering today. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Vince. How are you today?
really well. You know, Kathy, I when I called you this morning, our phone worked. Now, it wasn't supposed to be fixed until the 13th of next month. Well, it was working this morning. So back to the regular old phone line that we have, the landline. And evidently, it was a really large problem out by St. Louis. Allegedly, a massive cable cut. And it took down a whole bunch of businesses. And that's an interesting thing. We depend so much on the electron. And the propane company couldn't receive calls. And that's how they run their business. I mean, people call and say, yo, get some propane. And can you bring it out? And they couldn't get their call. So the feed store couldn't talk to their customers, couldn't place orders. It's just a mess. So here we are. Here we are, totally dependent on electricity, telephones, communications, supply chain, all of it. And it's risky. It's a risky business. Kathy, I was talking with Jason at the beginning of just as I was connecting this morning. And I asked him, so Jason, what would you like to talk about? He said, egg salad. So, okay. I'm not particularly crazy about egg salad, but I'm pretty sure Kathy knows how to make it really well. And I said, how about macaroni salad? Because I really like macaroni salad. And he said, yeah, it's pretty good too. So in today's class, if you could address maybe your thoughts on making macaroni salad and egg salad, that would be great. And would it be okay with you if I jumped off for maybe 10 minutes or so while I talk to the propane technician about how he's going to replace a valve?
Oh, no problem, Ben. No problem.
Okay, so, Kathy, you're in charge. I'll be back. I'll be back in about 15 minutes. In class, we're going to be talking about antifreeze a little bit as well after Kathy gets through through a major portion of her class. Okay, Kathy, it's all yours.
Okay, thanks, Ben. Okay, one of the things that I would like to talk about, and I have a ton of things, but I will talk about this initially, is the whole issue with canning jars and lids and supply. And one of the places you can get a good price is Menards, if you have a Menards. Right now, they have an 11% discount, and I believe the pints were $7.48, so I think with the 11%, it took it down to like $6.88, $6.98, something like that. And that's with the jars, the lids, and the bands. So if you need them, that's a really good price. My husband picked me up a box yesterday, and he said our Menards in Ohio had like 30 of them. And if you go to, like, a Kroger, or we have a Kroger and a Meijer, and any other store I've been to, they're well over $12. I've seen the quarts are, like, $19 for a box. And the brand that I got was Anchor Hocking, and I've used those for years. I've used their lids. I've never had a problem with them. So I would say if you're looking to get those, I would grab them. I was reading an article. The one lady was talking about, she worked in a canning supply factory, and she said that they are raising their prices soon. So I don't know if that's already taken into effect. She didn't give a date. So based on what I'm hearing, I would say that's a good idea. The other thing that I found out was women that were canning for years, like me, they're saying that the new lids are not as thick, and they listed Ball, and I can't remember all the rest of them, that Ball might have been the one that I heard the most. And they said that when you get them home, open them up and check them, because some of the lids were dented and the rim, on the edge of the rim, was bent. So they weren't sealing. People were saying like 30%, 50% weren't sealing. So I would think if you check them, you know, buy them, you could even buy them, you know, go in your car, open them up and look at them. But the last time I went, I think I bought like 10 boxes because it was at Menards, and I bought, there's a couple different brands they have. They have the Ball, and I have bought Anchor Hocking when I can find them because they're normally a little cheaper. So there is a brand called Pure. I haven't used it. It's P-U-R. But my friend Sharon, that's on the air with me sometimes, she told me don't buy them. She said that they are not, they don't feel as well, and she was not happy with them. So I don't even know that she used the rest of hers up. They didn't seal. So that is something to think about, too. They're a little cheaper, but if you're going to go through the work of canning, then I wouldn't go, you know, risk it with that. There is something called, it opens up the jar. It's not a jar lifter, but it opens up the jars when you seal them. I can't remember the exact name. I'll look it up when we go to the break. But it fits on the rim of the lid, and it lifts it without bending them. Now, that is really nice to have because I use those lids when I make freezer jam, when I do any kind of food storage, like if I'm going to reseal, like whether it's a wide mouth or a standard lid, I use those for like sealing my dried produce, like whether it's the tomatoes, the potatoes, green peppers, whatever I dehydrate. So that's something to think of. And actually, I'm going to ask for one of those for Christmas because I never can think of things that I really want when somebody puts me on the spot. So that's going to be something that I'm going to ask for. So when it comes to the canning, I know they're saying that there's a shortage in some areas, and I have seen it at some of our stores I go, and they might have one box or none of what you're looking for. Canning lids sometimes are in short supply, but Menards has a good supply of them. So I did want to talk about that. So the other thing that I wanted to mention, and I bought this as sort of an experiment. Every time I buy sour cream, if I buy it in a, like the 16-ounce tub, most of the time it goes bad on me. And I tried turning it over, and that seals out some of the air. And that does work fairly well, but I still get the spoilage factor in there. So I was at the store, oh, I think it was the end of August, and they had it, Daisy made one, and it was in a tube. And it was on sale, so I thought, okay, I don't use sour cream that much unless I'm using it like in a recipe where I'm using like a whole cup. And I thought, well, I'm going to date it, and I'm going to see if that tube spoils. And I'm thinking that it won't because it's sealed. The air can't get in there. And when you close it up, it's not like a tub in the refrigerator or a container in the refrigerator where that opens up and with the air, and then you get the spoilage. So I've dated it, and so far so good. We're in end of September now, and it's still fresh. So I may buy my sour cream that way if I'm only going to use it occasionally, like for baked potatoes, or I only need a tablespoon or two for certain things. Because to me, I really hate throwing out half of a container of sour cream. And I did put it in my food saver jars. I have small food saver jars that vacuum the air out. That does help. But when you get down to where there's not that much left, I think there's just too much air in the container, and then it ends up going bad. So I will let you know on that also. So I know that there is a lot of price increases, and so some of them I want to kind of give you a little bit of a forewarning, and I will read some of them off. Some I've witnessed just going to the store myself, some just looking online. One thing, I don't buy it because I don't, where we live, we're too rural. We don't have trick-or-treaters out here. But one bag of Halloween candy was $33, and it was the bigger bag. But those used to be like $17, $16. So those have doubled. I mean, the candy inside has gotten smaller. But they're not the little tiny ones, but they're not all, even the snack size bars anymore. And Vince and I were talking about salt, and it is true that there's a shortage. Now, I did read that there is a company somewhere. I believe it was Ohio or Indiana. There was a strike. They had a strike at the company that processed salt. Now, I haven't heard whether that has been settled or not. I've looked. I just can't see. I can't find the answer on that. But I do know you can get the 4-pound boxes at Sam's. I've seen the 25-pound bags, and I think it was $10 at Gordon's. So if you have a Gordon's there, you can get that. So it's so much cheaper. And I haven't done it yet. I did buy a bag, but I should put it in like one of the buckets, like maybe a 3-gallon bucket or something should hold it, or even the bigger, like half-gallon canning jars or something like that. So salt is something, I mean, we don't eat a lot of it, but I need it for baking and certain items. Sometimes when I make like sauerkraut, I need salt. And for some of my canning, I made refrigerator dill pickles, and I use salt for that. So, and I use it like when I make bread and baking. So I don't really want to run out of salt. And one thing I remember, my mother-in-law, who was born in 1912, she used to tell me about the Great Depression, and she would say, we couldn't get salt. And I asked her why. She didn't know. All she said was salt and sugar and some of the main everyday normal spices and things that you would use for everyday cooking and baking, they just couldn't get. So it might have just been like what we're experiencing here was a supply chain shortage. So I do know that the 4-pound bags at our boxes at Sam's are $1.98. So if you do have a Sam's, I would, you know, why don't you just grab 3 or 4 of them and have it. Sugar is another one. Sugar has really gone up. I think at Kroger now for a 4-pound bag, it's like $3.49 or something like that. So I would say stock up on sugar. Just make sure it stays dry and not moist, or it'll be rock hard. But you can still use it. It doesn't go bad. So I will continue on the other side of the break.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hi, this is Kathy. I'm back with, I wanted to wrap up some of my comments about the price increases. You can find things on sale, so that's what I'd recommend if you can do it. I have what I call like a working pantry. I have enough things in my pantry and in my basement that I typically don't have to buy full regular price or full price. One thing that's really gotten expensive is orange juice. I've seen orange juice $7 a gallon. I've seen it up to $9 a gallon. So I would never pay that. So I always have a few of the ones you keep in the freezer in case I need the orange juice or someone's coming down with a cold. Brownie paper towels, there was 4 rolls. Those were $10.50 for a roll. And I don't think they were the giant rolls either. I think those were just a regular roll. Miracle Whip is expensive in some areas. I've seen it $6 to $7, but then I've seen it go on sale for $3.98 or $4.50. One of the comments that I see over and over when I read comments is that the price will go up, but then the packaging the amount is less. So one example was the lady said the price of bologna went up 20%. But it went from 15 ounces to 12 ounces. And I see that over and over. Packages of beans are the same way. Beans used to be, before the pandemic, I could get beans 79 cents a bag for a pound, 89 cents. Now I've seen them, some of them are $1.48, depending on the bean, to $1.89. And now even at the dollar store, they're not even a pound. They went from 16 ounces to 12 ounces, and they're $1.25. So you're getting hit both ways. So I would say if you can go out and you still see them at a pound and they're a good price, just buy them. I mean, beans, I would store them if you can in an airtight container, but beans last a long time. And I soak mine overnight, drain them, and then I put them in my crock pot and just simmer them for a few hours in the morning, and they're normally done in 3 or 4 hours. And I just add my own seasonings. I add garlic and onion, maybe a little Celtic salt, whatever your tastes are. So that's how I make mine. And then whatever I can't use in a few days, then I freeze them in containers and then take them out. They're just fine. You can use them in, for whatever you want to use your beans for. Olive oil, is there's a shortage on that, and they've really gone up like $19 at Sam's for one of their extra virgin olive oil. The other thing that's really gone up, and I know it has to do with the situation in Florida, is lemons and limes and oranges. So what I did last year was I would get bags of lemons. Like they would run them $1.99, and then sometimes in our markdown areas they would have just too many, and they would mark them down like six for a dollar. So I took those and I sliced them, and I put them in my dehydrator. I did the same thing with limes. So I have those right now. So if I want something like lemon in my tea or lemon flavoring, I'll take a couple of those slices out and rehydrate them, and then I can just squeeze the juice out of them. But I've had lemons have really gone up in price. It's like for 2 pounds now, I think in my area, it's like $5 or 50, something like that. It's they're really getting expensive. They're almost like a dollar a lemon. And so that's something I did. So I'm not going to buy lemons unless I really have to have them. I'm going to use up what I bought. So the other thing I did want to read, and I don't know if I can get through it through the break, I bought a book at the thrift store. It's called Better Homes and Gardens, Biggest Book of Bread Machine Recipes. And every recipe that I have tried has been a winner. And I've tried probably 8 different recipes so far. So one I would like to read, it's healthy, and it's got flaxseed in it, so it's got some fiber, but it's called Hearty Wheat Bread with Flaxseed. And what I don't get done, I'll finish it on the end of the break. So you start out with 1/3 of a cup of flaxseeds that are ground up, 1 cup of milk, or you can use almond milk if you have a problem with milk, and 1 egg. And I will finish on the other end of the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Arizona has a Republican governor for a few hours. Last night, the Arizona treasurer announced that she is serving as acting governor until mid-morning today, amid a mysterious disappearance of Governor Katie Hobbs. In a press release on X, Arizona Treasurer Republican Kimberly Yee announced her brief tenure as acting governor, saying she is pleased to step in the role. Yee did not disclose the reason for Hobbs' brief departure. Baltimore police are reporting a convicted felon suspected of killing tech executive Pavel LaPere in Baltimore this week has been arrested. Jason Dean Billingsley was wanted on first-degree murder and other charges in connection with the death of LaPere. The 26-year-old CEO of Baltimore-based startup Ecomap Technologies. More information would be announced in a news conference at 11 o'clock this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
For Vince for a little bit till Vince gets back. I was giving the bread machine recipe, and it was hearty wheat bread with flax seeds. And so far, I'll just start at the top in case somebody didn't catch the first part. It was 1/3 cup of ground flax seeds, 1 cup of milk or almond milk, 1 egg, 2 tablespoons of butter, and I cut it up. I just cut it up in 4 or 5 little pieces, 2.5 cups of bread flour, 3/4 of a cup of whole wheat flour, 3 tablespoons of packed brown sugar, 3/4 of a teaspoon of salt, and 1 teaspoon of dry yeast, and I put it in my bread machine, and I select the whole grain. If you don't have it, you can use the basic white, and that's for a 1.5-pound loaf. So I like it. It's got a nice, with the flax seeds, it kind of has like a nutty flavor to it. My other recipes that I've liked in there have been the rye, cinnamon raisin, the white. There's a blueberry. Like I said, I've done probably 8 or 9 of them, but what I like about this one is they've all been tested, and I bought in other bread machine cookbooks, and I've always had to mess around with the recipes to get them right. I know now, I've been making it long enough, like I know now just by looking at it if it's a little off, but sometimes there's not enough salt or there's too much sugar and it raises and then it collapses. So I would say you can play around with it. But if you can get your hands on this book, it's older. I think I've seen it on eBay. So if you can get it, it's really a nice book. Some of the other things I just wanted to mention was, to me, when I go to the store now, it's not as easy as before to try to save money. You have to be alert of all the prices, the price increases, the packages are shrinking, and I go now with a notepad, and I write the prices down when I get into the store, and if it's something that's on special, I'll make a note, and I'll say, well, it's in this aisle on this shelf, and if they feel like they need to check, most of the times the cashiers will honor what you say. If you say, no, it's on sale, or I'll circle it if it's in the ad so I can show them. But there's all kinds of things you can do. A lot of places have like what they call digital coupons now. You don't get too many paper ones. So my suggestion is, before you go to the store, first of all, know your prices. If you know your prices, you can save a ton of money. And secondly, is just do it on your laptop or do it on your iPad. And clip all your coupons that you think you're going to use, because sometimes when you're in the store, they won't go through. And you'll be in the back of the store, like if you had a cell phone, they wouldn't go through. Or if you forget when you're in the store. So when you're at home and you're making up your list, you can say, oh, they have, just for an example, they have cheese on sale. But if I clip the digital coupon, I get like a dollar off each one. And then you have to watch the multiples. Sometimes you have to buy two of the exact same item. It can't be like two bags of random chips. It has to be two of the same item. If you don't, you don't get the sale. Other times it can be mix and match. And typically it says it on the tag. So we have a store, they call it 7. If you buy 7, then every item that you buy in that 7 with all of them that have the $7 for 7, they will give you, like, let's say, example, a dollar off. So it doesn't have to be the same item. You could have sausage, you could have cereal, you could have cheese, cream cheese, whatever. And some of them, if you just buy your 7 and you can buy 7 or more, so if you bought 8 or 9, you would still get the discount. So for me, it was a learning curve when they first started doing that. The biggest thing is like knowing your prices and reading what the labels say. If you don't read them right, then you don't get the sales. And so then I would say really know when you're checking out. I look at the receipt. I try to look at it. I don't normally like to use U-Scan, but there's some times where I have to. The line might be a half an hour long, and I've got 3 or 4 or 5 things. So I do it then. But, okay, an example, a couple days ago I went to the store, and I got $11 back. That, if I wouldn't have caught it, there was a mistake. One was a coupon that I had that didn't get taken off, and the others were things that, when I clipped them, on my iPad, but they didn't go off. So one was like a 3 gallon of milk, one was for bread, one, a few things. So I took my information, I took my coupon, I showed her, it didn't go off, and then I took all the information that I showed her how I had already clipped them, and so I got $11 and some change back. But you have to just know, you have to watch everything. And sometimes it's not that much. Like sometimes they miss it, it might be a quarter or something. Then, you know, if I've already checked out, I might just let that one go because I just don't want to go back to the hassle of waiting in line. But very seldom does it go in my favor. It almost always goes in their favor. So I go now armed with the knowledge that I have. And I would say if you're trying to build your pantry, I would say when they have these deals like 7 for $7, or they might have cheese that's a great price, like it might be half, almost half price. Well, if you don't have a food saver, I mean, you can vacuum out the air. Like I vacuum it out individually, and I just put the date when I vacuumed it on it. If you don't have that, you can double wrap it in like plastic wrap in like a Ziploc bag and date it and freeze it. And you can use it. Now, it might not have the exact same texture, but you can use it for certain things. Like I do mozzarella cheese all the time, and that's fine. Maybe some of the cheddars, they might be crumbly or something. But I just would say really be armed with that knowledge. And every time you go, let's say they have beans on sale, pick up 3 or 4 bags and set them aside. Let's say they have like Campbell's tomato soup or something like that, and it's $1. Now it's $1 on sale, which is unreal to me. I know it used to be so much cheaper, 33 cents, 44, 49 cents. But now it's like $1.30, $1.40 a can. So they have the 7 for $7. So I bought 7 cans because I use it in my unstuffed pepper soup. And you can use it for like grilled cheese and tomato soup. But we will use it more in the winter. So I just went ahead and bought it because I thought, well, I can use it now for the next several months. But I would say like try to buy 5 to 6 to 7 extra things. And they don't have to be expensive. They can be 50-cent things or $1 things. And just try to build up your pantry. And I really believe you're going to save the most money that way. So that's just my thing with trying to explain how to really be aware when you go to the grocery store and really know your prices. Meat prices have really skyrocketed. Dairy skyrocketed. I mean, almost everything has really gone up. And I know I talked about this before, but if you can still find things on sale and dehydrate them, I was at, we have a little market that opens. It's like a deli, you know, produce market. And I walked in the store and they had a real small sign that I almost missed. And they had a 3-pound bag of red potatoes for 99 cents. Well, that's really cheap because typically our 3 pounds are like $4.49 right now. And so I thought, well, I bought a few of them. I have potatoes that I grew, but they look nice. The only thing was is they were like a class B, they said, because they were smaller. They were random. There was a couple bigger, a couple smaller. They weren't like uniform, like what you get in the grocery store. Well, I really didn't care because I used one bag when I cooked for the dog, and then I'm going to use another bag and make potato soup. So to me, 99 cents is a great deal. And I took them all out of the bag. That's another thing. Take them out of the bag and look at them. If you get any that have any brown spots, just either put them aside or use those first. Try to use them up right away. Or if you get a rotten one, obviously pull those out. So I always take them out of the bag, and I don't store them in a deep thing. I always store more like in a cardboard tray with newspaper underneath it. It seems to me like if they breathe, then they do much better. So potatoes is a big thing. I think that you can save a lot of money with potato recipes. The other thing I wanted to mention was my neighbor has given me apples and more apples and more apples. So I think I'm on like 3 or 4 bushels now. So some of the things I've done with the apples was first I made applesauce. I think I made 40 pints of applesauce. And then I took all the cores from one batch. I took the cores and the skins, and I put them in a big jar. I used like a sun tea jar because I didn't have any more gallon jars, and I added water, and you can make your own, like, vinegar, cider vinegar, and people use it for cleaning. So this is something I've never done before, so I thought, well, I'm just going to try it, because otherwise I was just going to compost the apple skins and the cores. You can. I took a lot. I must have made three or four dehydrators. I have three dehydrators, so I have one that's got 10 trays. So I'm on my third one of dehydrating them. All I do is I have an apple corer where I just, like, it looks like a tube, and you just push it down, and you push the core out. And then I don't peel them. I just cut off if there's any spots that look like they may not be good. I just slice them. Oh, probably 3/8 of an inch thick, 1/4 inch, something like that. I toss them with a little bit of cinnamon and sugar, not a lot, just enough to sort of give them some flavor. And then I put them in the dehydrator overnight. Typically by the next morning, they're done or almost done. And then I put those in Tupperware containers, Ziploc bags, canning jars, whatever I have. And those are really good just for a snack. I mean, you can rehydrate them. You could use them for oatmeal or hot cereal, bran cereal or oat groat, and you get that, the apple flavor. But we just eat them for a snack. If you're a little bit hungry, middle of the afternoon, just eat them for a snack. I made, he gave me pears, so I made apple pear butter. And then you can use them, like, for pies or make apple crisps. So, and obviously eating. And any of the ones that weren't that great, then I just composted them. But that was a lot of work on my end. I mean, it took me 3 or 4 or 5 days of work just to do that because it was all day. But I saved myself a ton of money, and I probably won't have to buy much in the way of apple products for most of the winter now. So I will pick back up on the other side. I've got some other things that I wanted to mention.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Kathy's with us, and what a great job she's doing. What a great job. Kathy had a quick question. I'm back. and because you were wondering what I was doing, we had a propane delivery, and I've been waiting for it for a couple of months. And we needed to have a valve replaced. And for some reason, I can't buy one. Even though we have a repair shop, I can't buy a propane replacement valve for a tank. So that was being installed, and I wanted to talk with the technician while that was being done. And we got our 400 gallons of propane delivered just while I was gone this morning. And by the way, class, $1.60 a gallon is what we paid. But in the last 2 weeks, propane has jumped from $1.60 to $1.90. And that's about 20% increase in 2 weeks. So that's why you want to buy propane when no one's thinking about propane. Everybody's hot, sweltering, and that's the time to buy propane. Not in the wintertime when people are starting to use it for heating. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, I covered a whole gamut of things, but I gave a bread recipe, and it's one of my favorites. But you were talking about egg salad. Now, I do make it, and I normally just take extra boiled eggs, and I chop them up and kind of mash them a little bit like with a potato masher. And I normally just add, like, finely chopped, like a green onion and maybe a little celery, mayonnaise, and a little mustard and salt and pepper. That's typically what I do for egg salad. But I do have a good recipe for potato salad that my sister-in-law makes. So I've got it, and my son makes it now, and she makes it. And if we have time later, I can give you that one, too. So
well, let's do it right now.
Okay, this is what we make, like, when we have our summer picnics and we get together. So I use 9 to 10 potatoes that are peeled, 2 stalks of celery, 1/2 cup of finely chopped onion, 2 boiled eggs. I don't add them in right away. You know, boil them and set them aside. About 1/4 teaspoon of garlic salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. And the salt, you can vary. A lot of times it just depends on, I add a teaspoon and then I taste it. And I make it the day before. And then I add 1/2 cup to 3/4 cup of mayonnaise. We don't add Miracle Whip. We use mayonnaise. So this is what we do is cook the potatoes. I'm sorry, I said that wrong, to peel them. You can cook them with the skins on until three-quarter done, and then you let cool, and then the peelings come off pretty easy, but don't cook them, overcook them. They're about three-quarters of the way done, and they will continue to cook. It's kind of like when you put the fork in, and it just starts to give you that resistance. That's probably the easiest way. So you peel them then, and you cube them. And then I take one of the boiled eggs and I mash it, and I add it to all the other ingredients, the onions, the salt, the seasonings, all that. I leave one boiled egg aside, and that's like for the garnishment on the top. And then I add enough mayo for it to be creamy, and then I stir it all together. And a lot of times I'll put it in the fridge, and I'll let it set for maybe an hour, and then I'll go back and see if it needs more mayonnaise. Typically, I put it in the refrigerator overnight, and most times it's going to need maybe a little more salt and pepper, maybe a little more mayo. It's just enough that I don't like it dripping in the mayonnaise. I just stir it to where it's kind of barely covering it. Everybody has their own taste on that. And then once I get it to where I like it, then I put it in a whatever bowl I'm going to serve it in, and then I slice up the boiled eggs. I've got like a little gadget that you just put it in there, and you flip it over, and it slices them evenly. I lay them on there, and I garnish them with a little parsley and paprika, and then that's how we make it. But I've made other ones, but that one is a favorite, and every time we make it and take it somewhere, people always like that recipe, so that's my recipe.
Kathy, what about vinegar? Do you put a little bit of vinegar in there as well? Did we lose Kathy? I don't hear Kathy. Is that me? Or is it both? Let's see. I'm going to reconnect, and let's see what happens. I'm disconnected. And I just reconnected. Okay. Kathy, are you there? Did I get disconnected, or did you, or both of us, or what? Maybe Kathy got disconnected. Okay. Kathy, if you could reconnect, that would be great. Jason, could you stand
by? I like garlic. My husband does not, so I don't add as much garlic as I probably should, put in there. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Anyway, hopefully Vince will be back when we get. Yep, otherwise, I have... Okay, Vince.
Kathy, did you say that you put vinegar in there or not?
No vinegar.
Okay. All right, very good. So that was the potato salad recipe. It sounds great. And it sounds like very much like my mother would make. But, Kathy, can you leave the eggs out if you want to?
Oh, yeah. You don't have to. You know, because some people have that issue with eggs, Vince, so you don't have to.
All right, we'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.